6 years old.
Right.
The fact that you are 49 and overweight, it wouldn't matter if you were 29 and overweight. It's not easy then either. If you're 29 and overweight, 39 and overweight, 49 and overweight, 19 and overweight, 13 and overweight.
Yeah.
You know, men and women react to people based on physical attraction to begin with, and it sucks, but it happens to be a product of our culture.
Yeah, but you know, Mikey, that's also a two-edged sword, because you were talking to another young lady who has this wonderful body and this crappy personality.
I don't know.
Ultimately, it comes down to physical attraction also.
Absolutely.
You know, sometimes it can go both ways.
Let's go to Brian. I want to get more opinions from people. Brian's 32. Okay. Go ahead, Brian.
Well, Dorothy, it sounds like you have a lot of confidence in yourself. And again, congratulations on overcoming breast cancer. That's amazing.
Thank you.
But I think, you know, the one thing that you need to find, and that is just, you know, you don't seem to almost accept yourself. It's like you're making an excuse for not having found somebody. People go through their whole lives without finding somebody. You've been married once already, so you know somebody's out there that's found something good in you originally, so you know it's there.
Okay.
You just can't make it happen. I mean, I know it sounds so cliche, but you can't just go looking for a guy. You're not going to be satisfied. You need to somehow put yourself in a position to meet somebody with your likes, with your similarities. You need to put yourself in positions or in an environment to meet people with maybe some of your same your same hobbies, your same likes. And then all of a sudden it goes beyond maybe just, you know, whether it's you're overweight. Maybe people do get to know your personality, but it's the whole package. And,
I don't think
I know you want to kind of let us know what's going on, but realistically, it's, you know, it's okay not to find somebody right away. People do it their whole lives. It's just about, it's just what you do. Not everybody finds somebody, you know, not everybody's lucky enough to find their soulmate. People, I mean, look at the divorce rate in this country. People think they do all the time. They don't.
Yeah.
You know,
wow.
So, you know, don't force it. Let it happen.
Danny, you got
any
input?
Thank you so much, sweetheart. Thank you.
Danny?
Yeah, I was just going to say the same, very similar to what Brian says. Just, you know, go out, be yourself, and also, you know, just, do you have a career?
Yes, I take care of children at the Air Force Base in El Segundo.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, Dorothy, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for calling in. That's pretty good stuff, guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's very good stuff. I like your guys' advice. We got to do the men's panel more often. The other calls I'm not sure about. Got a girl calling up to wonder. She's wondering why guys are uncomfortable with girls using the restroom with the door open. I think that's just Sky. I think that's a joke call, to be honest. Sky, it really says that on my screen right now. Marcy wants to ask that. Sky's... give me the finger. Marcy, that's true. That is really what you were going to ask, right?
Yes, it is really true. Actually, a couple weeks ago, you guys were talking about it, and I called in, but the topic has changed, so B-Rob had to let me go.
Now,
but.
Are you married, or do you have a boyfriend?
No, I'm married.
Okay, you're married, and you do the thing that Sky does, where you don't have a problem leaving the door open when you're using the facilities.
No, and neither when he's using the facilities. I'll go in and, like, sit on the bathroom. On the tub and, like, talk to him, and we'll have, like, a whole conversation.
Well, okay. He's dropping a deuce?
Yeah.
That's
now,
messed up.
And you're comfortable doing that, right?
I have actually no problem with it at all.
Okay, but he is uncomfortable when you do it.
No, not at all.
Well, then what's your problem? What's your question, then?
Well, I mean, he doesn't really have a problem with it, but, like, anytime... like
his friends come over, they have a problem with it. When they're sitting in the tub and they're trying to talk
right
to you
in.
And you're dropping a deuce, it really upsets them when they're trying to take a bath and there you are going number two. I understand.
No, it's more like we have a roommate and I'll like go in the bathroom when my husband's in there and I'll come out and my roommate just kind of looks at me like, what the hell?
That's not normal.
No.
You're a fecal freak.
You're a fecal freak.
Fecal freak!
And I'm just like, I heard Sky talking about it, and I feel the same way.
Sky, come in here. Tell her, set her straight with her fecal freakness.
So if, like, one of your guy's boys are sitting there taking a deuce, you would walk in and just offer him a cracker and some cheese?
Yes.
You're at a party?
No.
From Sir Bruschetta?
I mean, no, it's
the record,
not like
B-Dub,
I am
not
anybody.
A fecal freak.
Okay.
I mean, just to put it out there.
Whatever makes
husband,
you feel better.
I don't have
a problem
with it.
What do you want me to say?
Well, Sky.
She's normal.
She's normal.
That is not normal at all.
Thank you, Sky. Thank you.
Do you think it's normal, though, Sky, for her to do it while someone else is in the house? It's one thing for you and your husband, your bunny boo, to do it inside your guys' own house, but they have a roommate.
So she leaves the door open and the roommate can go by?
No, like, she'll walk into her dude's bathroom while he's dropping a deuce, and they'll hang out, and they'll come out, and her roommate looks at her like, what were you doing in there? And the roommate's gagging, and she's probably like, oh, I don't smell anything.
Well, yeah, what's the problem?
The roommate wasn't in there.
I mean, what? It's just his guts. Yeah. What's wrong with that?
I don't see what the issue is.
Does he have a gag reflex?
This is awful, rotten guts.
He's recycling.
No, you guys are terrible. Too immature.
It's so funny because my roommate will go.
You know what maturity is? Being able to poo in front of your spouse. Is that the deal, Sky? Is that the deal?
That's not a maturity issue at all.
I don't think it's a maturity
thing. You can, like, change your baby's diaper without freaking out.
Yes.
But
I don't want to
change
yours. Yes, I can.
My son.
But I will not wipe my wife's ass right now.
Yeah. I'm not going to change my wife's diaper if she ever
I mean, unless she was seriously ill or something wrong, you know, okay, maybe I would with maybe some help, but no.
Yeah,
I mean. You can't hold the conversation while she's in the restroom.
Not at all. And she doesn't want that either.
I can take a leak, maybe. But for her to go in, for her to walk in while I'm going to the bathroom, first of all, that's my sanctuary. That's where I read the sporting news. That's where I get my peace and quiet time.
Second from Eight People magazine and The Onion.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to go in. I don't need to smell one. I have a horrible smell of the gag reflex. Number two, I don't want to see a facial expression. I don't want to see something.
Red face?
They're just, that's, I mean, that is great that you could be that open with your husband. I just don't see how, I mean, what do you have left? Do you guys not have any individual things left?
No.
You literally don't have anything left.
She feels very comfortable. She feels very comfortable, and he doesn't do it, though. You got to understand, he does not do that.
No, no. And he would appreciate me to actually close the door, but I will not.
Mm. Well,
wow.
All right, well, there you go.
That's a giving wife.
You won that one.
Wife of the year. Thank you.
All right, well, guys, thank you very much for being a part of the men's panel. That was very good. And that's it. That's going to wrap up the men's panel. Let's say hi to Tom, who came in from Sur La Table.
Hello, boys.
What's up, dude? What'd you do? Come over here and sit down on this microphone over here, man. Tom from Sur La Table. It's the coolest place. What do they call it? A cook's paradise? Yeah. Sit down. Well, they call it cook's paradise, right?
Yeah, that's it.
And it's in Carlsbad, and it's on the, what is that called? The Forum?
The Forum Shops, yeah.
It's really cool, man. It's on Lucadia and, like, El Camino Real.
Exactly.
And you teach classes over there and do stuff like that. And you wrote me. And first of all, you went to the Merriman thing. You went to the Lights Out Bowl.
Oh, what a great time. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Wow, and you have a deep voice.
What did you do, Tom? You brought something in?
Yeah, I brought you some ossobuco.
What?
No.
What is that?
Wow.
Did you really?
I did.
When did you make it?
I made it today.
What is that?
I made it in the store today.
How long did it take?
A couple hours.
Can no one hear me? What is that?
Ossobuco. It's braised, lamb shank?
Veal shank.
That's pretty amazing, dude. Yeah, and bring it in here. Let's see what it looks like.
Oh, it's right outside.
Oh, it's out on that little table?
Yeah.
Can we grab it?
Sure. Very cool. Yeah, Tom's a good guy, man.
He's got a deep voice.
Yeah, he does. Tom's got a very deep voice. I mean, ossobuco.
Whoa.
Tom, can you eat real hot stuff?
It's in a safe.
Oh, I can, yeah.
Dude, Lou Bush brought these in.
We have a microwave. Do you want us to zap them?
The wings?
Yeah.
It's up to you.
Well, it's not up to me. I'm not eating them.
Holy
look at that.
Whoa, dude.
What do we got going on here?
Bro.
Some wild and a...
What is that?
Root vegetable risotto.
Oh, so tall.
Oh, dude.
We're going to have to save this stuff for the dinner.
I know it.
This is like high class here.
Ossobuco and risotto.
Yep.
That's
a great winter bed.
That's
winter
amazing, dish. Dude. Very cool.
I went to that Chino's Farm.
Oh, yeah, Chino Farms. You should tell people about that.
That place is wonderful.
Chino Farms, you can buy fresh produce. I mean, they grow it all there. Is it all organic?
Yeah, it is. But they come up with, they have like 40, 50-something different kinds of tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. If you drive out, if you take a...
Yeah, where is it?
Via della Valle, and if you were going north and you got off on Via della Valle and you went right.
So to go east.
Okay. You just go way out there until you see a cornfield. Take a right at the cornfield and you'll see this Chino Farms.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah, my dad is like, loves it now that I showed him where that place is.
Really?
Loves it. Still have a lot of people calling in. Tom, you had to go somewhere, so I don't know what are we going to do with all the stuff that you're leaving.
I can get it for me another time. I think you get a class. You're taking a class for me.
Yeah.
You're taking a class?
Yeah, I've taken one of his classes. I took a knife skills class from him and learned so much stuff, man.
So what class are you taking next?
I don't know. What is it?
Oh, advanced knife skills.
Sweet. And stuff like that. Very cool.
Wow.
I don't know where we're going to put it.
We'll
figure it out.
Yeah, well, don't worry.
We'll figure it out.
It'll be very good to do that.
All right, dude. Thank you so much for coming in.
No problem.
Thank you for bringing it and have fun doing whatever. And we appreciate it, bro.
Oh, that's cool. Thank you. It's nice to see you.
I can get this other stuff later.
Thank you, bro.
All right, no problem.
Women's panel's at 4 o'clock.
Oh.
Look at me staying on schedule.
Did you miss us?
Yes, I did.
That was a really good segment, man. I thought that was really cool.
Interesting stuff, huh? Yeah. All right, I'm marking off the stuff that we've done already.
That could be Sean's brother.
Dude, I was thinking the exact same thing. That guy is built like Sean.
They're
both
exactly the same.
Big, tall dudes.
Yeah.
Big guys.
Monstrous men.
Yes.
Foghorns. Stop it.
Where is Sean?
I don't know.
I think he's bathing.
Right.
In Purell.
Let's see. Mikey Show, who's this?
P1 Machacas.
What's up?
I got a trivia question for you guys. See if you guys can answer this.
What is it?
Okay.
If everybody on the show was to have a son today, 10 years from now, whose son would be uncircumcised, standing in the corner wearing a dress, playing with dolls because he has no friends?
I know.
Oh, I can answer that.
I know the answer.
I can answer that.
I know. I know.
I want to answer.
I don't like your answer.
But I know it.
I don't like this question.
Can I answer?
I thought that was the answer.
This is a trick question.
I want to answer. Can I answer?
Nope.
Stop.
Who raised their hand first?
I already answered. He's a dick face.
I agree.
Eddie?
Sky.
I think I get to answer.
Go ahead.
Sky?
Yeah, I was going to say Sky.
Correct. That is correct.
That was a good one.
Thank you for the call.
Dummies.
Donald Rumsfeld stepped down, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep. Been replaced already.
By who?
The Prezi announced former CIA chief Robert Gates will be our new defense secretary. Welcome, Robert Gates.
The election results say Arnold is our governor again.
Yes, Governator, take two.
Eddie?
And dude, I'm getting tons of emails of people want to know what's the deal with this Padres stuff, too. So just to clarify once again, Josh Barfield got traded for a third baseman and a pitching prospect from the Cleveland Indians, and we hired Bud Black as the new manager. San Diego Padres.
I just wonder, you know, I don't know. Hey, listen, they had to have thought that Bud Black was going to be a better manager than Bruce Bochy.
I think they're just looking for change. I think that, you know, Boch has been there, 12 years? I mean.
But they had to, I mean, I absolutely agree they're looking for change. But they also have to believe that they're getting a better fit. To be better, because otherwise, why don't you keep Boch? I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's got to be better, right, in their mind.
Yeah.
Sandy Alders, yes. What's Sandy thinking?
Yes, I think that they think, at this point, I think we've gotten everything we're going to get out of Boch. So what are we going to do now? Do we continue going along this kind of mediocre route, or are we going to try and win a championship? Well, if we're going to try and win a championship, let's make a move.
Well, it's like we've said, it can't be good enough to get us to the playoffs.
No.
It's got to be, and it can't be we're going to the World Series. It can't be that either. It's got to be that the Padres go to the World Series and win it.
Yes.
That's what we're looking for.
Bottom line.
So hopefully that happens. Sky, talk to me about the People's Choice nominees that were announced.
Okay. Well, the People's Choice.
Give us the categories, and then we'll pick the people that we think are nominated.
That who would be your choice.
That's right.
Okay. So, favorite female movie star.
Brenda Vaccaro.
Dude, we're not going to do this again.
Also, Buko.
Very good.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, she's like a German.
She's a German actress.
But
Lampshanks. Like, Bielshanks.
Why are you being a jackass?
What is that, Sky?
What the hell was that all about?
Didn't he say Oso Buko? Isn't that the thing that
Hedy just did, but that's an actress in Germany.
No, Hedy's it's talking not. About. No, it's not.
Yes.
Actually, it is.
It is.
What is the matter with you?
Shut up. You're not going to twist me and make me think I'm crazy right now.
We're not, but Osso Buco is a German actress.
Okay, and I can fly.
Google it.
What?
Google it. Yeah. Google Osso Buco right now.
Name a film she's been in.
Well, first of all, you're going to have to be able to spell Osso Buco.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Let's see. B-D-Y.
Oh, recipes. Veal. Oh.
It's so dumb.
How awesome
the
is
fact
it?
That you Googled
so
that.
Great.
It's so dumb.
Well, just to show
you're the
dumb.
Rules.
You're the best.
You're the best.
You're
the best.
You're
the best.
You're
so
you're
dumb.
Best. Maybe you're dumb.
Best. I don't think so.
I think so.
I don't think
oh,
so.
Oh, I know so.
Oh, you know.
Yes, I do.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Opposite.
What about Lindsay Lohan?
Ugh.
No.
Paris Hilton.
No.
Julia Roberts.
Perez Hilton.
Yeah.
No. Favorite female movie star?
Paris
Cameron
France.
Diaz.
No.
Marie Antoinette.
Reese Witherspoon.
No.
Florence Nightingale.
Joan of Arc.
Sally Field.
Sally Struthers.
Florence Griffith Joyner or FloJo.
Good one. What about Mary Lou Retton?
Florence Henderson.
How about Flo from Alice?
Ooh, dude, should be if not.
I'll just lips. Tell you when you guys get one right.
Hot Lips?
From MASH.
From MASH.
Good call.
Thanks.
Keira Knightley.
Ah, that's a great one,
thank
Ashley.
You. I thought it up yeah. all by myself.
Hey, is she in there, Sky? Keira Knightley.
I'll tell you when you gay. When you guys get
when
one
you
right.
gay. When you gay.
Yes, you are gay.
When you gay.
Yeah.
M. Night Shyamalan.
That's a guy. That's a guy, Sean.
Oh, damn it.
The Pink Power Ranger.
Great guess, Eddie.
Thanks, homie.
Really appreciate
what about
that one.
Victoria Jackson, formerly of Saturday Night Live?
Victoria Gotti.
How about Victoria Principal?
Nora Dunn, also formerly of Saturday Night Live.
Maya Rudolph. Is Maya Rudolph going to be nominated?
Molly Shannon.
Molly Shannon's
also
a good guess.
Maya Angelou.
Yeah, Maya Angelou, the famous black poet.
Oprah.
Is she nominated
Tyra
for
Tyra Banks.
People's Choice Awards, Sky? Don't just sit there and eat carrots,
why
sweetheart.
Is she doing
you
that?
Got about 17 more hours of
Laura
this.
Laura Kane.
Yeah, Laura Kane.
From Jeff and Jerry.
Yeah, what
good
about
one.
Shelley Dunn?
Shelley Long.
Shelley Brown.
Shelley Winters.
Shelley Long.
Yeah, Shelley Long.
Sarah Long.
Wait.
All right, who are the nominees, Sky?
For favorite female movie star, we have Jennifer...
Bridget Nielsen.
Jennifer Ooh, Aniston, Oprah. Halle Berry, and Sandra Bullock.
Okay.
Bridget Nielsen didn't make it?
What?
For Beverly Hills Cop 2?
Favorite male
Red
movie star.
Sonya?
Oh,
come on.
We've moved on.
What about...
Favorite male movie
Elizabeth
star.
Elizabeth Heshon.
What... Whose awards are these? These aren't the people.
Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Tim Hasselbeck.
Male movie star.
Tim Hasselbeck.
David Hasselhoff.
What?
Favorite movie star has to be either David Schwimmer or...
Wait, no. That's ridiculous. He's from Friends, and that show's not even on anymore.
David Schwimmer or somebody similar, like Lloyd Bridges.
George Clooney.
The great Jewish warrior, Melvin Gibson.
Yeah, what about the great Jewish warrior?
Orlando Bloom.
Melvin Gibson.
What about warlord George Walter Bush?
Johnny Depp.
Yes, Ashley, Johnny Depp is on the list.
Oh, we got one. Oh, we
good
got
point.
One.
Good
one.
Good
point. Well, no, Ashley got one.
Yeah, Tom Brady. Down.
What about Ricker?
Joyner.
Tom Jones.
Keep going.
The Blue Power Ranger.
No, I
good one,
keep going
Eddie.
With the Toms.
Tom
Hanks.
Club.
Tom Cruise.
Ashley, Tom Hanks is correct.
Whoa, Tom Thumb Club's correct.
There is one left.
John, the Tom Thumb Club's correct.
Thank you.
What about Sloppy Joe?
Great guess.
Awesome guess.
Oh, you guys are dumb.
Joe Millionaire.
Yeah, ooh. Evan Marriott. Is he on
P1.
There?
This is the story of Joe Millionaire.
Oh, that means you're correct.
Yes, 3 for 3.
No, that does not.
I'm out of wrong.
You are.
All right, who else?
Denzel Washington was the third.
Now, Steve Largent. That's what we were right about to say.
Damn it. I didn't
Denzel
guess.
Denzel Washington.
Epstein from Welcome Back, Kotter.
Washington.
Kramer versus Kramer.
Okay, let's move on to maybe a different
Falcon and the Snowman.
Kind of. Let's
gonna work it in there somewhere.
You're too tired. I got you back, Mikey.
You are out of order.
Cloak and Dagger.
Good way.
Fat Man and Little Boy.
Okay. Power Man and Iron Fist.
Do you guys want to guess music categories, or would you like guess TV categories?
Electro Woman and Dinah Girl.
Oh, movie categories.
You want more movie categories? I said music or TV, but there are more movies.
Lamp.
I love Lamp.
MC Hammer.
Yeah, just run down them. We could do this stupid thing all day long.
Dude, we got time to kill.
I know, but...
Blue Falcon and Dino Mutt.
Catch on fire.
You are really, really bad. Well, Johnny Depp was the big nominee
Sasquatch.
For the People's Choice Award, getting three nominees.
From the $6 Million Man?
We already went over the leading people. Television, favorite TV comedy.
Patch and Kayla.
The King of Queens, My Name is Earl, and 2.5 Men. For favorite reality show, American Idol, Deal or No Deal, and Extreme Makeover.
I don't even have a chance to guess.
Man,
well,
I know.
Said he didn't want to guess anymore. He said he
Lando
won.
Calrissian.
So fast.
Okay, let's do this category.
The guy with the headphones.
Favorite funny male star. Favorite funny male star.
So
favorite
pathetic.
Funny and fun.
No.
Is this movies?
Awful.
Yes, they're all actors. Favorite funny male star.
Will Ferrell, Ben Stiller, Owen
Michael
Wilson.
J. Fox.
Will Ferrell's on there.
Mikey.
According to Rush Limbaugh.
According to Rush Limbaugh, he's hysterical.
You guys
did you guys
not...
see, wait, did you see on The Daily Show the other day?
That's what Limbaugh did.
No, that's what he did.
That's what Limbaugh did.
Yes, he did.
He mimicked Michael J. Fox.
Yes,
wait, hold on, though. On The Daily Show the other day, they took that footage of him, like, it looked like he was popping and locking. And they played it like back and forth. They rolled it back and forth and played Rocket by Herbie Hancock behind it.
Are you kidding?
Oh, dude, it was so awesome.
That's great.
That's brutal.
It was hysterical.
That's terrible.
Hysterical.
Brilliant.
Hey, what are you guys doing? Got to get me a soda pop.
Hi, Rob.
In slow motion.
Well, other favorite funny...
I haven't even had a chance to guess yet.
Yeah, hold on.
Already. Funny favorite male star. Ashley has already named Will Ferrell. There are two more men to
Vince
name.
Vince Vaughn.
Uncle Owen.
I already said Vince Vaughn. That was a no-go.
Uncle Jesse.
Red
Uncle Buck.
Red Buttons.
Red Baron.
Buddy Guy. Buddy...
Miller.
Buddy Love.
Buddy Epson. Epsom salt.
Epstein from Welcome Back,
Oh.
Alfonso Soriano.
Is he on there, Sky? You should probably check that one because that probably
double
is
check.
On.
Double
no,
check.
I don't need to double check.
Omid Apopo.
Eddie, that's ridiculous. Let's stay on topic.
Come on, give him to me, Sky. Go ahead.
Popal.
Good guess, Sky.
Ashley said Will Ferrell, also Adam Sandler and Robin Williams. Oh.
What's Hessian doing in there already? Is she ready to go?
Hessian.
Is that the deal?
She's early, man.
Yeah, Hessian's early.
Girl.
Whoa, Hessian.
Jumping the gun.
Hessian.
She wants to know if she should go in there or where she should hang out.
It doesn't matter.
She could chill right there.
You could chill right there.
Go ahead.
You want Scrappy? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's going on?
Hey, how's it going, Mikey?
Good.
Hey, I was wondering if you guys could do a little tone deaf possibly tonight so maybe some of the new listeners can... hear what it's all about.
Yeah, we can. As a matter of fact, we got a few minutes, and Sky will finish this incredibly compelling list in a little bit. We got a few minutes before we start the female panel, so
Tone deaf karaoke. Sounds like Ashley is choking. Retard. I swear I'm not joking. When I hear her singing, I'd rather lose an arm.
All right.
Yeah, come on.
570-1053 is our phone number. Eddie, what is the prize that the people can win today?
I believe we have some more Tenacious D Pick of Destiny movie premiere passes.
Wow, look at you.
Run for their money during Mikey Idol.
Now,
oh,
there's a.
So, they'll be I guess I'll just that. Give you a warm up of.
Shut up. Shut up.
A preface, if you will.
Shut up.
A preface. Now,
there's probably a lot of people hearing this game for the very first time.
Yeah, so there are.
Explain what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Explain.
Tone Deaf Karaoke. This is where we have taped Ashley singing. She got her little iPod earbuds in, and we've taped her. And we're going to play back clips of her singing, and you have to tell us what it is that she's singing. Now, I realize that to you that sounds pretty easy, but I'm going to tell you right now, it's not as easy as you think.
But I somehow, some way, yeah. keep coming up with funky yes jams yeah. like every single day. May I kick a little something with the juice
and
kick a little bills in the juice, please. In the morning, going because my mama ate home. I got bitches in the living room getting it on, and they ain't leaving till six.
Six in the morning.
What you wanna do? Shoot. I got a pocket full of rubbers that my homeboys do too.
Okay. Oh, hell yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
In your face.
Now, most of you probably didn't know that was Gin and Juice by Snoop Dogg. And so what you do is you call us right now, 570-1053. And we will play you back Ashley singing. You have to tell us what it is. Start off with P1 Eric. Eric, are you a new listener, or do you listen to Mikey's show in the morning?
Mikey's show in the morning.
There you go. Okay, so you're familiar with the game.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, I'm going to play a clip here. When the clip is over, I need you to tell me what it is, okay?
Excellent.
Wait for the entire clip to play. Here we go.
Okay.
Once again, as predicted, left my broken heart open, and you ripped it out. Dun, 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 dun,
oh.
Dun, dun. Something's got me reeling, stop me from believing, turn me around again. Dun, 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 dun. Said that we can do it, you know I wanna do it again.
Can you give me a title or an artist on that one, P1 Eric?
That'd be Sugar Ray.
That would be correct.
Wow.
Dude, you're a winner. Hang on the line, okay, Eric?
All right.
Hang on. Next up is P1 Paul. Omid Popal?
Oh, no. It totally is.
Really?
No, stop.
Paul, are you there?
Omid Popal?
Paul, you with us? Ah, good. Perfect. You're not there.
He's hanging out with Omid.
That's fantastic. That makes for great radio when you're not there.
Oh, man.
Next up is P1 Darkness. Are you ready, Darkness?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, dude, I'm going to play you a clip of Ashley singing. When it's done, you need to tell me what it is. Title or artist will do, okay?
I'm ready now.
Here we go.
You're lovely, but it's not for sure that I will ever...
Yay. Ooh, smoky.
You know my love is red. Yeah. You know my love is true.
Oh.
Fire.
Can you give me a title? Title or artist there, Darkness?
Well, let me see.
Steaming.
That sounds kind of strange. I can hardly identify a voice there, but is that Deftones?
It was not the Deftones.
Yeah, it was their one song.
P1 Big Mike, are you there?
I knew you were going to put me off for this song.
That's right, Big Mike.
Get it, Mike. Yes.
Listen to the clip one more time.
Come on, man. Better than that, cackling.
Listen to the clip. Listen to the clip one more time.
Be nice, Big
Wait till
Mike.
The whole thing's done and then try to tell me a title or artist. Here we go.
You're lovely, but it's not for sure that I will ever change. No, my love is red.
Oh, velvety.
My love is
velvety. Oh. Oh. Man, that's like a good whiskey.
No. It's like Nicole Brown's last day.
Okay. Hey, thank you, Sean. P1 Big Mike, can you give me a title or artist there?
Was that Hail to the Redskins?
Yes, it was.
No.
That was Nelly Furtado.
Yeah. No, it was.
Yes, it was.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not, Eddie.
What? Monkey Velvet.
Monkey Velvet.
That's the belt of whiskey, actually. That's his new name. Monkey Velvet.
Monkey Velvet.
Now appearing at Verona Casino, Smokey Velvet.
Shut up, baby. Wow. Knock it off.
P1 John Doe's apprentice is on the line. Are you there?
No,
he doesn't need an apprentice.
All right. P1 John Doe's apprentice, I'm going to play you a clip here of Ashley singing, and when it's done, you just need to tell me what it is she was singing, okay?
Very nice.
Here we go.
Everybody's waiting for me to arrive. Sending out a message to all of my friends. We'll be looking for she and my Mercedes Benz. I got lots of style, got my gold diamond rings. I can go for miles if you know what I mean.
I don't.
I'm coming up.
P1 John Doe's apprentice, can you give me a title or artist on that song?
You know, that is the sound of every dog in San Diego County performing a jihad on themselves.
That's true, but not the answer we were looking for.
I don't even know what that means.
Wow. I thought that was right on.
So sorry, P1 John Doe's apprentice. P1 Space Boy, are you there?
Y'all?
I am here.
Play that clip for you one more time. When it's all done, tell me what it was, okay?
All right.
Title or artist?
Everybody's waiting for me to arrive. Sending out a message to all of my friends. We'll be looking for she and my Mercedes Benz. I got lots of style, got my gold diamond rings. I can go for miles if you know what I mean. I'm coming up.
Yeah, my favorite.
That's the spot.
P1 Space Boy, title or artist, please?
Is that Pink?
That was Pink. Thank you, Space Boy. Hang on the line, okay?
All right, thank you.
I feel like playing one more.
Go for it, man.
Go with it.
P1 Mike? P1 Mike, you there?
Yes, right here.
Let me do this first.
You're listening to the 28-hour Mikey Marathon.
Brought to you by Fox 6 News.
On KIOZ, San Diego's rock station.
Rock 105.3.
The following takes place between 4 p.m. and 5 p.m.
Previously on Lost.
Mm-hmm. No.
Wait, what?
All right, P1 Mike, you are our last contestant. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right, let's give you a song here at the end of it. Give me a title or artist. Here we go.
I'll take your invitation. You'll take all of me now. I'm falling even more in love with you. Letting go of all I've held on to. I'm standing here until you make me move.
Oh, wow.
Wow, Mike. Can you give me a title or artist on that?
Luck.
That is, wow.
It's a tough one, isn't it?
Beautiful, huh? Nickelback? I agree.
I'm going to say Nickelback.
You said Nickelback?
Yeah.
Sorry, dude. That's incorrect.
Come on.
That's incorrect, and I don't want to put anybody through it again. That was Lighthouse. Good song.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, very cool. Usually on the Mikey show, we go into commercials now, but We don't have that luxury.
Are you ready for the ladies?
I am. Let's bring the ladies in and get the women's panel underway.
Very nice.
Yes. Yes.
She has a wonderful physique.
How dare you?
What happened? What did Eddie do? What did he do?
He came up and grabbed my belly fat and just started shaking it.
Oh!
Have a seat, ladies. Have
Very
a seat.
Nice.
We've got ladies of various ages. Now, we're going to do the same thing we did with the men, but we open it up now. We open the phone lines up for men to call into the show. Have you ever wanted to ask a woman a question, guys, but you you know you're not going to get an honest answer from your own lady? That's what this is designed for. You can call in, you can ask a question, and I'll answer you honestly. What happened? There's Gina. Gina, how you doing?
Hi, Mikey.
It's good to have you down. Gina's great.
I missed you this morning.
I know it. I'm going to tell you. How come you couldn't come down?
I was working. I was working.
That's good.
Yeah.
And plus, you would have creamed everybody. You know that.
I was shouting out the answers in the car today.
I'm sure you were. Gina's good in the women's panel because Gina is extraordinarily honest. Now, I'm sure you ladies are too, and that's the key. Hessian, you got to make sure that you're very honest with these guys that call in. And Sarah, you're going to be the first time for this, right?
That is correct.
It's the first time that you've ever participated in the female panel. The idea behind it, guys, call in, ask anything you want. I try not to get this, I don't like to take this to a sexual place, mostly because I just don't like to. It's unnecessary. I think there's plenty of questions that you can ask women that are not about sex. And women are very unusual creatures. We don't know everything about them. They're kind of like the great white shark. There's not much known about them. They've never been held in captivity. And so 570-1053, give us a call, and you can ask these ladies anything. Now, I'm going to write down ages. Hessian, how old are you?
29.
Sarah, how old are you?
23.
And Gina, how old are you?
34.
All right, so we have girls of various ages. And obviously you're going to get various maturity levels for each of these women, so you keep that in mind. But you could be calling right now, and you could be various age guys. Get guys anywhere from 18 years old to 50-some years old. Let's take some of these calls. P1JD, are you there?
Yes, this is P1JD. I have a question. I just recently turned 30 years old, and I kind of wonder why my wife gets upset when I don't want to have sex all the time, like every day.
It's an unusual question for a man to have, but get some perspective. Hessian, 29 years old.
Okay, so why she gets mad when you don't want to have sex every day? Well, she probably thinks that it means something else. Like, she is probably interpreting it to mean that you're not interested in her. And she probably doesn't care too much about, you know, the sex part. But there probably is something else that's missing. Maybe, she needs some reassurance. So I would just sit down and talk to her about it and try to figure it out. And I think talking it out usually works with girls.
You ever had a guy that held out, Hessian?
Yeah, kind of.
And
yeah.
What emotion did it strike in you?
I just kind of thought that, well, I did think that. I thought like, oh, well, maybe he's just not that into me. Or, I mean, because it had been a long time, too. It wasn't like right away. And he was just, like, holding out, and I thought I was the one that wanted to move forward quicker than him, and that's usually not what I do. And, yeah, I thought it was very odd. I thought he definitely wasn't into me.
Did you guys ever have an open and honest?
We did kind of talk about it.
What happened?
Well, I was kind of immature about it. I talked to one of his friends about it, and his friend explained that he was feeling like I wasn't that into it, and it was just one of those things where...
Did it get resolved, or did you break up?
It got resolved, and then we broke up, like, later down the line.
Sarah is 23 years old. What's your take on it, Sarah?
I agree a lot with what Elizabeth said. I think when a guy holds out, that's very, I guess, rare, and probably in our age group, too. I think that's really rare. You meet guys that are just so much about that to where... Or you get into a relationship and it's really strong. Like, that's happened with me in the past. I've had a guy hold out, and it was like we had been dating for about 6 months. And then after that 6 months period, he just like kind of was like, you know, we're together. We don't really need to do that all the time or whatever. But it was like there were so many things. Like, that's all I wanted to know, that he really was about me, because there was a lot of other factors. So this kind of makes my head like spin when I hear that question, because I kind of want to know why a guy wouldn't be.
You have questions yourself.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Gina?
I have to agree with both of them, actually. Naturally, you kind of think that a guy always wants to have, you know,
sex.
Right.
Sex.
Exactly. I'm like, should I say that word? But naturally, you think a guy always wants to. But at my age now, I've been with a couple of people that, understandably, a lot of times they're tired. And I don't know, you know.
Yeah, that was a big factor in the relationship I was in, was like, oh, I'm tired. You know, at the end of the day, I'm just tired. That's a lot of energy.
What do women make of it when a guy says, I'm tired? Does a woman interpret that differently than I'm tired? Or do they take that for what it is? And does it bother them? Or are they okay with that?
I think initially, yeah.
Talk to me about the emotion behind I'm tired.
Initially, you're disappointed and you do have some insecurities. Like, you're wondering, well, why really? Is he really tired, or is it because he's not interested? But then if you really actually think about it, you take time to communicate with him, and he talks about his day, maybe. Mm-hmm. You really have to talk it out, mm-hmm. because he can be really tired, or mm-hmm. he had a really bad day at work, or he's just not in the mood.
Can you really be too tired to do it, though?
Yeah. Aren't you? You know,
I'm tired too. I still want it. No.
JD, are you there?
Yeah.
So does any of that make sense to you, man?
Yeah, it does. I have talked to my wife about it before, and our schedules have been really off lately. But, you know, I mean, I love her to death. She's a very sexy woman, and I tell her all the time, and I love her to death. But, I mean, you know, when I tell her I'm tired, I mean, she's like, okay.
You know you're upsetting her, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I love having sex with her. It's great.
It's just that you don't feel like it all the time. Understand.
I mean, I think that's one of the reasons why she married me, is because when we were dating, I mean, it was like bam, 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 bam.
And it changed when you got married.
Yeah, well, I'm in the Navy. I went from shore duty to sea duty, so my my schedule like totally changed big time.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you should at least 2 out of 3 times sacrifice and help her out a little bit.
Just be a rag doll.
Be her boy toy. Line 4 has a great question. P1 down low.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good.
I got a question. When you are going to buy an engagement ring, what is the correct amount to spend?
We will begin with Hessian, 29 years old.
Well, I honestly think that the correct amount to spend is whatever you can afford, because it's not about, like, when you get married, it shouldn't be all about, and this is just my opinion. I don't think it's about the ring. I mean, I honestly think it's about much more than that. So you are putting your life into hers, and you guys are making a commitment, and that's what should be the important part. And if she doesn't understand that and she wants something that's bigger or better, I mean, you have to think about, like, is it going to make you go broke? Like, are you saving up money for a house? That's kind of more important, I would think. So that's what I think.
You are not necessarily in the marrying age, Sarah, at 23, but what's your opinion about it?
My opinion is that it really doesn't matter the value. There should be, I think it's really important for wedding rings, engagement rings, to have some type of sentimental value. Like, you could have a piece of red tape as an engagement ring in my mind, just as long as there's a meaning behind it. I think that if people are committing to be married, to say, oh, if it's not this much in cost, then, you know, I don't want to marry you, or I wouldn't get married to you because you wouldn't spend that kind of money on me. I don't think it should really have to do with the money. It should have meaning behind it. Like, if she really liked a certain thing and you could incorporate that into the ring, I think that that would be way more awesome than it being, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars.
And now an extraordinarily honest and direct answer.
That is honest, though.
I know it is, guys. I do believe that. But we are now going to get... Now, listen, Eddie's in there going, thank you, because I think that he thinks the first two girls were full of ass. But listen, Eddie, I genuinely believe that Hessian and Sarah mean that. I think that they...
Yeah, because that's like the nice sentiment.
No.
Because when they roll in to work and they see all their cackling little hen friends and they roll in with a piece of red tape... Their girlfriends are going to be like, oh, my God.
Yeah, our girlfriends that get divorced in like a year. Yeah,
you're exactly. Not going to be happy. Your ladies will not be happy with that. You're full of crap.
I honestly think Sarah would think that that's cool. I do. I honestly think with Sarah's personality, I think that she would think that that was cool to show her girlfriends.
Exceptions to the rule, no question about it.
Yeah.
But for the most women, I think they want the rock.
Let's hear from Gina.
This is really bad. I'm going to hear so much from my friends that are listening right now. I think that it's very sweet, but at my age right now, and I think honestly...
Yeah, Gina is 34.
I think honestly, you know, your engagement is hopefully and ideally a once-in-a-lifetime occasion.
Mm-hmm.
And women, you know, growing up, the one day that you dream about almost every day is getting married.
Mm-hmm.
And a big... symbol of that is having an engagement ring.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely what Eddie said, you know, it may be shallow, but it's true. You know, we go out and all our girls, the first thing you say when you get engaged is, oh, let me see the ring.
Mm-hmm.
And I was engaged one time, and unfortunately I was a little disappointed in the size of the ring.
How big was it?
Come on.
How big was the ring?
You know, it wasn't 1 carat. It wasn't even 1 carat.
It was not a carat.
It was not a carat.
Well, I wouldn't want like a piece of red tape. But I mean, I think there's like, it depends on what you want, like what your goals are anyways. Like probably someone that I would date, I would think wouldn't even like a piece, you know,
you deserve
a certain level would be what they would get, you know?
Well, if you are going out for a certain amount of time and you love this person, they should know that,
you like.
And they should know to buy you the best that they could possibly afford or even actually go into debt for it, to be honest. I mean, you could pay it off. You could pay it off.
That's awesome.
Hey, listen, that's why I love having Gina on the women's panel. She's so honest about how she feels. You're getting, Eddie is mouthing to Hessian. You're full of S. He really doesn't believe you.
Why?
I do believe that. Listen, there are different types of women, Eddie, and you know it. You know there's different, but
you
not
don't
her.
Even know
Eddie
me.
Sand, but not her.
He doesn't even know me.
Yeah. Listen, I believe you. I think if that's who you are, that you might be a chick that goes,
oh
you know what?
God.
If the guy is a good guy, he's a sweet guy, mm-hmm. no matter what he gives you is going to mean something to you. I think that.
If I really, really loved the guy and all he could afford was a certain thing, then fine.
Listen, I'm going to tell you, when I got married to Rebecca, I first of all, I didn't have this job yet. And I had $6,000 to spend. That's all I had. And I didn't have the credit to be able to go into debt. And I think I got her a pretty nice ring. But I'll tell you, what I would like to do is she here? Yeah, my wife's here. Come on in, honey. Look, she brought the baby. She brought the baby. But, you know, at some point, I would like to be able to replace. But they say that a good rule of thumb is like 2 months.
2 months.
2 months' salary. And so down low, if you're wondering how much... Oh, I think he already hung up. He's like, oh, I can't afford that. But they say that it's 2 months' salary. Do they mean that before or after taxes are taken out of your paycheck?
I would say after.
After?
Yeah.
So whatever your paycheck is... Every 2 weeks, double it.
Yes.
And that's how much you should be spending on the ring. It makes sense. It makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm trying to see if any of these are any good. P1 Leprechaun is on the line. You there, Leprechaun?
Yeah, I'm a Leprechaun. Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead.
So I just kind of started seeing this girl about a month ago. She's about 18, 19 years old. And we haven't exactly given ourselves the title boyfriend-girlfriend yet. We, you know, we've been hanging out, we've been having fun, but already she seems like she's getting into it pretty quick, and she's pretty much, from the sounds of it, falling in love. You know, she put on a survey today that she sees herself, hopefully still with me, in a year. So I'm just wondering
She put on a survey? What do you mean a survey? What is that?
My MySpace survey.
Oh. Boy, it sounds extraordinary.
I think the devil, MySpace. It's the devil.
So annoying.
Yeah.
Now, what are you guys, before we get into your question, Hessian, your thoughts on MySpace?
I used to like it, but now it's just overdone, and you go on there for 2 seconds, and it's like, ding, 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 ding. All these creepy weirdos are popping up and trying to message you. And it used to be something just for connecting to your old high school friends and college friends, and that was cool, but I don't know.
Now it's gotten very creepy.
It's just creepy, and people are obsessed with it, and I don't know.
What do you have a MySpace account?
I do, yeah.
Sarah?
I do not have a MySpace account. I will never have a MySpace account.
Why?
Unless there was something like work related.
Well, we had to get you to form an IM name just so that we could communicate with you at the front desk of when guests are here and stuff like that. So you're not really...
I am 23, but I have an A-track. Yeah, exactly.
You're not exactly technologically savvy.
Yes. If you don't know me and you don't have my phone number, I don't want to talk to you.
You don't want to hear it. Gina, do you have MySpace?
No, I don't.
What do you think of MySpace?
You know, I didn't even really know what it was all about until maybe about a month ago. I just thought it was something for really young people to hook up through the internet. But I've had a couple of my friends that are also in their 30s that use it for the high school thing to hook up with their high school friends or whatever, and they've tried to sign me up. I don't even know how to work it.
All right, so what is your question, Leprechaun?
Well, my question is, you know, I mean, it's we're not even boyfriend girlfriend yet, but we've been together about a month, and she just seems like she's fallen in love pretty fast. I mean, is that normal?
Can I just ask him a question? Like, how often do you guys hang out? You guys have only been seeing each other for a month, but how often do you guys actually see each other, like, during the week?
I'd say 3 or 4 times.
Okay, and when you hang out, is it like that you, like, do you guys spend the night at each other's houses on those 3 to 4 nights that you guys hang out? Or is it like you just hang out for a couple hours and then you go do your own thing? Or are you guys pretty clicky when you're together?
We have a fun time.
What does that mean, clicky, when you're together?
Do they just cling together,
oh,
I guess?
Clingy.
Yeah, do you guys, like, click really well? Is there, like, a lot of conversation? Is it, like, kind of once she's there, it's like, you know, she's going to be there until she has to go to work tomorrow or school or whatever?
It's basically she's usually there until she has to leave. I mean, she'll get to my house anywhere from the time she's out of class or she's out of work. And she'll stay until, you know, her mom says she has to come home.
Hessian, you have a question.
Well, I just have a comment.
And go ahead.
It sounds like you're not really, like, setting your own boundaries for how much you want to spend time with her. I mean, if you're saying, like, oh, she's hanging out this day, this day, this day, but you're not really, you know, exercising your own power to say, okay, well, too bad I have to go do this, I have to go do that. I only want to spend about, you know, one time a week with you. She's probably getting hooked because you're giving her these, like, crazy messages.
You know, can I say something about that, though? If you are in a relationship early on or whatever, and you need to set a boundary, it's probably not going to end in marriage, ultimately.
Probably not.
Yeah.
And the reason that I say that is because when it's right, it's right. You shouldn't have to explain to somebody how much you can stand them.
Well,
you really, honestly.
You know, that's
honestly,
true. Yeah.
It really is true. Boundaries are fine. They're necessary. You need them. The whole deal. But, you know, boundaries are really something that are good when you have figured out that that is the one for you, that you're in love, and that you're, you know, like, and you get married. That's when you start going, okay, honey, we got to set this boundary thing because I'm having an issue with yeah. If you're early on in a relationship like this guy and you find yourself going, you know, I think I need to set a boundary and let this girl know that she's just calling me too much. It's to me, it sounds like it's not a match made in heaven, because if it were, you probably don't have to do that. Like, either you want to talk to them 174 times a day, or they just get it and you're not talking to them 174 times a day. When you have to tell them, to me, there's something kind of wrong already. But, Gina, what do you think?
Well, the question was what?
That she appears to be falling for him pretty quickly. And he's wondering, What should I make of that?
Oh, well, she probably is.
Well, she's 18.
Obviously.
So,
yeah.
I mean, like, when, I think when you're 18, you just, like, I think you just, you're kind of looking to fall in love because, I don't know, girls are crazy, and that's kind of what you do when you're 18. You're just, like, you want to be with somebody that all the time and have mm-hmm. that, and you're not really realizing the fact that you need to kind of establish yourself before you throw yourself into a relationship like that. So it just sounds like she's being a typical 18-year-old girl, if you ask me.
Sarah.
All right, thank you for the call. I'm going to take one more call on the female panel. P1 Minnesota Joe is on the line. Are you there?
I'm here.
What's your question?
My question is how do you get rid of a woman who absolutely loves you to death but doesn't want to let you go?
I don't understand that. What does that mean?
That means that she knows I don't want to be with her, but she doesn't want to let me go. She doesn't want to give up that love she has for me.
This is a classic question.
I usually just get a restraining order.
No, I'm just kidding.
This is a classic question. Now, for those of you that may be driving and you're wondering what exactly, here's what he means. He means that he is. Now, I'm gonna clearly define it. Is this? I just want you to answer the question. You don't have to elaborate too much.
Okay.
Is this girl a girl that you have dated in the past?
This is a girl that I've seen for 2 years.
On and off?
Most part on. There was one period that we were off, but it was a two-month period.
Okay. And you are now in a situation where she knows that you are not in love with her. She knows that you're not willing to commit to a relationship to you with her, but she cannot let the relationship go.
Well, she knows that I love her, but I don't want to spend the rest of my life with her and that she's not the person for me.
But she doesn't want to let it go.
Correct.
Okay. Very classic situation, in my opinion, of a girl who is waiting for things to change.
Mm-hmm.
She's waiting for the magic to come back.
Mm-hmm.
She's waiting for it to suddenly become the relationship that she's always dreamed that it would. Hessians 29, go ahead.
I think that you just need to be strong and not call her and not answer the phone if she calls you. Like, really, really, really cut it off, even if it's hard. Even if it's really, really, really hard and she's calling you, you need to not answer the phone when she calls. You need to not call her. You need to not email her. If she texts you, emails you, anything, you're done. You're gone.
Have you ever been this girl, Hessian?
I've been in the other side. I've been in his position.
You've been the one where this girl or this guy that you're with, you know you're never going to be married to this guy,
mm-hmm.
but he doesn't want to let it go.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Did you take your own advice? Mm-hmm. Not email, not call, not anything?
Yeah,
you did it?
Yeah.
Did it work?
Yeah.
Okay. Sarah.
The other problem to it is that we live together.
Well,
that's a thing.
You left that out. You left that little thing
Hello.
Out.
Yeah.
Sarah?
I've been on both sides of it, and I think that exactly you can't live together. You need to... there might be like a friendship there, like you guys kind of count on each other. I've been in your position with someone who I felt was my best friend, and it was really hard for me because he, you know, really, really loved me, and I knew it hurt him, but it was like I just knew in myself that this wasn't right, it wasn't it, and to make it, I had to be the stronger person because him, like us just trying to be friends and still talk was horrible. It was just too hard because if that person loves you, they love you. And the only way that they're going to fall out of love with you is to kind of reinvent themselves again. If you guys have been together for 2 years, she identifies with you. It's kind of like her routine and her day has to do with you. And if you guys are living in the same house, she can't get over that. You're like redoing the problem every single day.
Kind of more of a mature answer than I thought that I would get from you, Sarah.
And then I've also been the girl, and I've had to have someone cut me off before, and you know it hurt. But I'm so glad that they did it, and they're out of my life completely. And it just makes me feel like I'm stronger because I was able to, you know, not become like a stalker of this person, or you know. Sometimes you have to be strong and just let it go.
Gina, you've had very interesting facial expressions throughout this entire thing. At one point, you seemed very confused. Uh-huh. At another point, you've seemed highly annoyed. I'm fascinated to know what you think about this.
You hit it right on the button. I am definitely confused and very annoyed. I'm pulling my hair out. Why are you still living with this person? I mean, what?
But it's like most of these situations, it is complicated. And there are many factors that go into it. just to say simply enough, there is a lot of drama in more ways than one.
Well, listen, it's you're creating the drama.
Exactly.
You're creating. You're responsible for the drama.
Does she pay the bills and you don't want to let go? Or is it something like on that side of the thing?
Is it a financial deal? Financial stuff?
It's financial for her.
Mm-hmm.
So you feel bad. You don't want to kick her out of the house because you don't want
to drop her on the street. And you know, because I do care about the girl a lot. But I just the relationship has, in my opinion, has been bad. And it's trying to get away from a bad relationship, but yet caring about the person, not wanting to leave them in a worse position when I met her, it's very hard for me.
Right. Does she have any girlfriends that she could go live with, or family members?
That's Elizabeth. She's 29. Go ahead.